الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama e kiram and respected brothers and elders, we have been discussing this topic of parents and the rights of parents, respecting the parents, honoring the parents, showing kindness to the parents, serving the parents, fulfilling the needs of the parents, and getting the du'as of the parents. We had mentioned at length many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also incidents of the people of the past, how those people that looked after their parents and made khidmat of their mothers and fathers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them in this world and the hereafter. And those people that had neglected their parents, we know what were the consequences of those people. We should always remember that above us is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are duties and obligations on our shoulders regarding these people, our parents, our wives, our children, our relatives, our subordinates. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir, has power over us at all times. And if we neglect and fail these, and fail in these obligations and duties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to look after us if He fulfilled us and recompense us and pay us. And if we fail, then Allah ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes, and sometimes the punishment comes right in this world. As we had mentioned, that there are two actions, there are two sins of which, despite the punishment in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens the punishment in this world. One is that when a person, qatiyatul rahim, he severs his relationship with his near and dear ones, especially his parents, etc., then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apart from the punishment the hereafter, punishes that person right here in this world. And the second thing is oppression. When a person is oppressive, then apart from the punishment the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the punishment in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these two serious sins. One is to break off ta'alluq with our family people, especially our parents and those people that are related to us through our parents. That is why we'll notice that those people, especially our elders in our families, used to be very, very mindful as far as the family relationship is concerned. They maybe did not have a lot of in-depth knowledge about Islam, not knowing all ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the values that they had, they would show due consideration and regard and love and kindness to their relatives, whether it was their uncle, whether it was their cousin, whether it was their father's cousin, whether it was some distant relative. Say, no, I am a rohagotai, this is my relative, ye mera rishtedar hai, and they should show consideration for that. And this was a reason for great goodness in their lives, barakat in their lives, peace in their life, love in their life, peace and harmony in their lives. Despite not having much of the material wealth, yet we find that they are contented, they were satisfied, and they had fulfilled the objects here in the dunya, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of the people around them. In the course of the week, one alim had went to meet, just to show you how far we have drifted away, had gone to go and meet one of his relatives. He's approximately about 100 years old. The lady mentioning all her stories, among the stories she mentioned, sometimes, you know, my son says me things, I just have to make sabr. I just have to make sabr. The own son, as I mentioned, that picture should be in our mind, that came so weak, that came so feeble, that needed so much khidmat and service. She sometimes says me such things, I just have to make sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the condition of that lady, who's about 100 years old. And what the son must be telling her that breaks her heart, that she expresses it to us and say, expresses it to the people that are going to visit them, that sometimes he tells me things that break my heart. So sometimes a person does not know what he says to his parents that break their heart. That's why we should be very, very cautious to our speech at all times, especially these people when they reach that feeble age. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُ مَا أُفْ. Do not say even one slight word of contempt. Do not take a deep sigh in front of them that may break their heart that has gone so weak, so sensitive. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala save us, we become unmindful of this, and because in our frenzy of maybe enjoying life or whatever the reasons may be, we take our parents sometimes even out of the homes. There's an incident of a couple, an elderly couple in Afghanistan. It's mentioned that when the Taliban were ruling there, then they used to parade the streets at night, and they found an elderly couple out there crying and very in a state of bewilderment and perplexity and worry, etc., walking in the streets. We approach them and ask them, what is the problem? Why are you crying like this so profusely? And what are you doing in this part of the night? They say, our son has taken us out of the house. Can you imagine? Our son has taken us out of the house. He has abandoned us, taken us out in this part of the night. There's so many crimes put together here. First your parents, then your elderly parents, then in the dark motion of the night, then they have nothing to go to. All those, even if a person has a place to go to, it can never be justified that a person takes his parents out of their homes. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi mentioned, wa in zalama wa in zalama, even if they are oppressive towards you, you are duty bound to them. However, these people said, we are just looking for some shelter. Those people took them, they made them most comfortable, and they put them in one place where they could spend the night. They gave them food, etc., and fulfilled their needs of that time. And then the next day, the son was summoned to the court, to the judge. And when the son had come, the judge asked him first, obviously, if this was the fact that you had taken your parents out, he said, yes, this is what I have done. So he told him, your punishment and your sentence is this, that we will tie a jug to your stomach and we'll fill it up with water. We'll fill it up with water and you will have to ensure that the water does not fall off or the jug does not slip and break. If one of the two happens, then we'll hang you. You'll be sentenced to death. He mentioned that person, you can imagine any one of us has a jug tied up to our tummies and now we are walking around. He said that person couldn't even sleep properly, couldn't even sit properly, couldn't even walk properly. All the chores that the person has to carry out or the things that are related to his physical needs also, he could not carry out. Why? Because of the fear of water spilling out of that container. Then he says his parents were brought to him. His elderly and aged parents were brought to him later and told that this is the sentence we have passed here on your son. It's mentioned that the mother began to tear and cry. And despite him taking his parents out in the dark, cold night, the mother began to cry and said, please relieve him of the sentence. I cannot tolerate and see this difficulty and hardship that he's going through. It was only for about 8 to 9 hours that he was sentenced to death. This was his sentence, and he had to carry that just 8 to 9 hours. And the mother began to cry and say, and she pleaded to the judge, kindly relieve him of this sentence. We cannot see him in this state. Then the judge turned towards this person and told him, this mother of yours who carried you for 9 months, and thereafter she fed you, she looked after you, she looked after all your needs, she underwent difficulty and hardship, and now she cannot, despite that, and despite you treating him in that manner, she cannot withstand you in this condition even for a few hours. This is the love your mother has for you. It is mentioned that person began to cry, and he went and held the feet of his parents and pleaded for them to forgive him, and he took his parents back. So it is not, we are not realizing, a person does not contemplate and reflect. This is what is required. That was the great message of the Quran, kama rabbayani saghira. Because as I mentioned last week also, that this incident of rabbayani had brought me up over 60 years ago, had maybe brought you up over 40 years ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it here. And every time we come across this word, then we should recollect and reflect and think and ponder how the parents had brought you up. What was their difficulty? And if this is vivid, these memories are there in the mind, then it will become absolutely difficult for a person thereafter not to fulfill the rights of his parents, because he knows what they had gone. What happens today in our busy world, we begin to forget the ihsan. We remember the ihsan of that person that helped me maybe 10 years ago when I was in financial difficulty. I remember the ihsan in favor of that person who helped me when I got stuck on the highway. But that person who did everything for me, like one person said, that there are two people in the world, do aadmiyon ko achhi tarike se sambhalna, do aadmi ko duniya mein achhi tarike se sambhalna, ek to wo aadmi jisse sab kuch haar diya aapki jeet ke liye, and ek wo jiski duaon se aap har cheez jeet gaye. Two people you must never forget in your life. One is that person, for you to win and you to be in a good position, he lost everything. He lost his wealth, he lost his time, he lost his energies, he lost his faculties, he lost his resources. Why? So that you be comfortable. He lost his comfort in the home. Sab kuch haar diya taake tumhare jeet, tumhe jeet ho. He lost everything. In other words, he sacrificed everything so that you can be comfortable, you can be happy, you can be rejoicing, you can fulfill your requirements, you can fulfill your need. And you see it every day. Reflect back in our homes, our own lives, when you were little children, you wanted that bicycle, you wanted that new kurta for the day of Eid, who should me and you turn to? So don't forget that person, and don't forget that person because of whose duas you have attained everything that you have attained. This dua said, tumne sab kuch jeet liya, everything you have won because of their duas. That means your parents. One person had presented it so in such a nice way, especially elderly parents, presented a walking stick. And he said that that person, he says, ye sukhi lakri se wo aadmi battar hai jo apne walidain ko burapa mein tek nahi laga, buraka mein sahara nahi de sakta. So that person is worse than this dry piece of stick here who cannot give support to his parents in the old age. In other words, this walking stick that the man has, at least it helps them support that old man when he is walking. That person who cannot support his parents in old age is worse than even this dry piece, this dry twig or dry stick that is there, which is a reality. Because as I mentioned, if it comes a matter of repayment, that is impossible. Impossible for a person to repay his parents. But at least Allah Ta'ala has given me and you a chance, a slight chance, because of their slight weaknesses and our extreme weaknesses, their slight poverty and our extreme poverty, their slight dependence and our extreme dependence, this is the difference. When we were in this condition, when we were small, we were completely dependent upon them. Today, they are not completely dependent upon us. Yes, they may be dependent to a certain degree. That time, we were completely useless, completely helpless, completely penniless. Today, they may not be completely useless and penniless, but they have a little bit of dependence. So it's a little minute fraction of what our condition was when their condition is now. So it's a time for reflection, a time that we see that we fulfill this need of the time, where we find that we fulfill the rights of the parents. And as I mentioned, we should not be beguiled, or we should not be fooled if we have some worldly position, or if we are very advanced and our parents, elderly parents, are not advanced. They are, so to say, orthodox, so to say, they are backwards, etc. They are not backwards in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our success and our, inshallah, our success and our prosperity here in the dunya will remain as far as long we fulfill their rights and look after their needs. The cause of the week, I was reading something. It was a person, I think, by the name of Bilal, rahmatullah alayhi, great pious person. He was walking, and alongside him, he met a person. He asked him, "Who are you?" He says, "I am Khizr alayhi salam. I am Khizr alayhi salam." And thereafter, he began to ask him quite unique questions regarding Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. And after this entire incident, he asked Khizr alayhi salam, "How is it that I have been given the good fortune to meet you? What was it that made me so lucky and fortunate to meet you?" So he says, Khizr alayhi salam told him, "Because you were in the service of your mother. Because you had khidmat of your mother, this is what you are blessed with, this good honor and this good fortune of meeting me." So how the blessings of the parents, in one way, in what way they become manifest in the dunya, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. A person goes from way to way with the du'as of his parents, and a person goes, conversely, if a person takes the bad du'as of his parents, then he sings from way to way. He does not know, he cannot fathom sometime, why is this caused to me? Like we had mentioned, a person carrying out 20 hajj, and it's told to him in a dream that none of it is accepted. Why? Because the priorities were not right. He had continued with the nafil ibadat, but when it came to looking after the parents, then he had not even gone to them and not even spoken to them. Obviously, every person cannot leave his job and etc. and be sitting with his parents all day. The question here is to have good relationship with them. A person can be sitting in America and have good relationship with his mother and father here, and a person can be next door and not have good relationship. One Sheikh Zulfikar rahmatullah mentioned an incident. He says his father and them were staying downstairs and he was staying upstairs, and he was married. He was married, I think, for 2 or 3 years. Not ever on one occasion did he go and visit his parents. He used to pass by every day there and go to his house and not go to the house of the parents. When my students normally get married, I tell them, keep the balance. Keep the balance. Some people think, obviously, now this expenditure has doubled. The bank balance, that's where our minds go today. When it comes to marriage, we think about the bank balance. Whereas marriage is the thing, إِيَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. If you are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you rich. Allah ta'ala will give you barakat because of getting married, even if you don't have a bank balance. Even if you don't have a bank balance, and there are people that have personal experience as far as this is concerned. After getting married, they found a whole lot of barakat. So I tell them, keep the balance. Some of them think, the youngsters especially, bank balance. Now the wife has come, have a big bank balance. No, especially the balance. There's a lot of balances, this topic on its own. The balance, especially between your parents and between your wife. Do not lean too much, so much towards your wife fulfilling her rights that you absolutely forget your parents. And do not remain so obedient, I mean so dedicated and so devoted to your parents night and day to such an extent that you neglect their rights. Keep the balance. Fulfill her rights, their rights, fulfill her rights as well, and fulfill their rights as well. And this balancing act is not an easy act, especially when they're living in one house, etc. It's not an easy act. Sometimes you have to listen from both sides. But you have to listen from here also and keep quiet, and listen from there also and keep quiet. Because if you're going to be unjust towards your parents, this is detrimental to you. If you're going to be unjust to your wives also, this is not proper for you. That is why you have to do the balancing act throughout the life. So here, because sometimes for other people's rights, we find we forget the rights of our parents, become so engrossed in the family and the wife and children that the parents are completely forgotten. So here we should need to drag a balance between the other obligations and the duties towards the right, duties towards our parents, and to ensure that we take and have good relationship. The whole idea is to have good relationship. Like one of my friends had told me that I asked my parents, what do you require? They say, you require absolutely nothing. And I have experienced, as Sheikh Rahmatullah used to mention, the joy of the parent is not in the physical things that we sometimes think or have a misconception, especially an elderly parent. Or Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to mention, he says when Maulana Mazhar Sahib, his only son, when he comes and sits down by me and he says, Abba, the joy and the enjoyment and the ecstasy that I get is not known to you. You don't know how I enjoy, how comforted I feel when my son is sitting next to me and says, Abba. This is the thing, companionship. To look after them, to sit with them, to spend time with them, especially when one of the spouses get deceased, I always give a seat to them that, bye, now your father is gone. Spend a little bit more time with your mother. You may not be able to give her more stuff, but you should go there 1 hour, go for 1 hour and a half. That will give her that solace and peace. That will comfort her. This is what is requirement. This is what is required. You have companionship with those people. Not that you take them, as I mentioned, you are flying in one side of the world to the other side. They want you to be with them. No, there's not their aspirations normally. Their basic needs which is required, and they stay away. They are far away. They are not in an area where they are completely lonely. They see the children. They see the grandchildren. This is what brings satisfaction. Go and visit the old age home and see how dark and desolate it is when a person enters there. There are people here that are 95 years old and plus, that are bedridden. What reasons they are there, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But it pains the heart when a person thinks, imagine this man who was married, he has children and he has grandchildren, and everybody shrugs their shoulders and say, we are very, very busy doing our things. As we mentioned, that إِنَّمَا تُنْسَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. If you really knew that the barakat comes and the nusrat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the assistance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those people that are weak. This man has gone frail and weak, and if you look after him, إِنَّمَا تُنْسَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to us because of their barakat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us blessing in our rosy because of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The daily incidents that we go by are such that we cannot imagine. There was one person here in the hospital, and when we went to go and see him, somebody standing outside asked, who is this person? Says, this person is his son. And that person is known to be an alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And it is mentioned that this person was left here, and the family went away, and he was left in the house of somebody else. And that somebody else became very busy. Who can have the feelings like your own children? Became busy, and they had to leave him, and they had busy in some wedding, etc. There was nobody to look after that person. We hear that person has left his life, has left this dunya, has gone towards the akhirat. What a golden opportunity that slipped out of the hands of those children to gain the Jannah and to gain that paradise for whom Rasulullah had made dua, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ أَدَّكَ وَالِدَيْهِ أَحَدُهُمَا عِنْدَهُ الْكِبْرِ فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Rasulullah had said that woe unto that person who gets both of his parents or one of them in old age, and he does not enter into Jannah. فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ, they do not become a means of his entry into paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as I mentioned the hadith, that on the day of, it was in the masjid, at the mimbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ameen, and Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made this dua, and Rahmatul lil Alameen had said Ameen upon this dua, to show that what a harsh action this is, what a terrible action it is, and how unmindful and ungrateful those people are that find their parents in the old age and do not make their khidmat and enter them into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to value these great ni'mats. It is very simple, and we had started this series long time ago. I remember the first sentence that had come to my mind that time was the sentence of one alim that mentioned here, many, many years ago, here in this minbar, in this masjid, that every person is given two saints. Every person has two saints in his life and two buzrugs in his life. One is his father and one is his mother. The only thing is, we do not have the sense of recognition that these are the greatest buzrugs for me in this dunya. Due respect to all the other pious people in the world, that is why the parents have more right even than the ustads. The parents have more right even than your spiritual mentor. The rights of the parents are much more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded them and given them the status. So we should recognize this, have respect for every elderly person. Obviously, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the pious saints, should take their du'as, etc. But we should not forget that we have two great saints in our homes there. One is my mother and one is my father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Wa asfud da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.